2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Just beautiful. Right now, struggling to get to the freezing mark, 31 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Two officer-involved shootings are under investigation right now.
One of them was deadly. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with more on what happened in Harriman last night. Mary?
Amanda, the investigation has been going on all night with a unified police mobile unit on scene and the street of condos blocked off with that yellow tape. Near 5300 West and Solifax Lane, Harriman police say they were responding to a call last night of a protective order violation. And Commander Zach Adams says officers heard several gunshots when they arrived.
At some point, he presented a threat and was engaged by two officers from the Harriman City Police Department. No officers were injured, and the adult male suspect is deceased on scene.
Those officers are now on routine paid administrative leave. Any body camera footage has been turned over to investigators. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has more on the other officer-involved shooting in Ogden. John?
Yeah, Mary, Ogden police say a man was shot last night by an officer after the suspect ignored orders to drop his weapons and stop advancing towards police. This happened shortly after 7 o'clock last night in the 800 block of 5th Street. Cops say they showed up after dispatch received calls about a man threatening to kill himself. Upon arrival, the man came out of his house holding a shotgun and a butcher knife.
The officer fired several rounds from a department-issued pistol, striking the suspect once in the abdomen.
Chief Randy Watts says the suspect is reportedly in good condition while the officer who shot the man has been placed on administrative leave. The investigation is now being handled by the Weber County Attorney's Office Critical Incident Response Team. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School District Board is thinking about allowing more schools to hold in-person classes. Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital told the board last night the kids are not getting infected in schools.
The attendance at school is teaching kids how to function during this pandemic. If we could live our lives outside of school the way the kids are living their lives in school, we would move the needle on this pandemic in a big way.
There have been few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, but health officials think that high school kids hanging out without masks are driving the state's recent spike in cases.
Every time the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 goes up, the chances authorities will impose crisis standards of care goes up with it. Details from KSL TV's Debbie Worthen.
The plan determines which patients get priority for care.
It also involves a very specific measurement of who will get the greatest benefit.
There are a couple of backups. First, there are three long-term care facilities where patients could be housed. Also, the Expo Center in Sandy could be turned into a facility that would also house non-COVID patients.
Currently, there are nearly 300 people in Utah hospitalized with COVID-19, and nearly 67% of the state's ICU beds are being used.
Election Day, now just 6 days away, and President Trump, along with former Vice President Joe Biden, focusing on key battleground states.
The president held rallies in three Midwestern states yesterday and will be in Arizona today as we hear from ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
President Trump is expected to campaign in nearly a dozen states this week, with 11 rallies planned in the final 48 hours before Election Day. During a rally in Michigan Tuesday, the president tried to make this appeal to suburban women who helped clinch a victory 4 years ago, but have been drifting away from Trump in recent polls.
So I'm also getting your husbands. They want to get back to work, right? They want to get back to work. We're getting your husbands back to work, and everybody wants it.
Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Senator Kamala Harris spent time in Las Vegas yesterday at a picnic.
And there's so much at stake. There's so much at stake. Just think about it. We're right now in the midst of four crises happening all at once.
Nearly 700,000 Nevada voters have already gone to the polls.
A judge has blocked a sudden ban on the open display of guns near Michigan polling places on Election Day. The judge acted just a few hours after hearing a challenge from gun rights groups. They said the Michigan Secretary of State exceeded her authority in banning people from openly carrying guns within 100 feet of polling places. The judge agreed, but the state is planning to appeal.
Hurricane Zeta is heading toward the Gulf Coast. It's expected to make landfall in southeastern Louisiana later today, and then we'll move closer to the Mississippi coast.
It's a way of life in Mississippi. You're going to live on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you got to be prepared.
Zeta is expected to be the third hurricane to strike Louisiana this year.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Lots of sunshine to close out the work week, and that's going to warm us up a little.
We're going to notice each day starting to get a little warmer. It's been quite chilly the last couple of days, but we're getting back to close to where we should be this time of year, or I should say closer to the average for this time of year, which is about 60 or so for the high. Today we're going to stay a little under that, and tomorrow we're right about there.
But Grant says by the weekend, temperatures are going to be up into the mid-60s. Those temperatures should hold through Election Day next Tuesday.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. Let's get back to Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, right now, traffic moving fine on I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley. It's a little bit heavy southbound in Lehigh right now, looks like. But I don't see any issues on the freeway in Davis or Weber counties. Probably the biggest backup in Salt Lake is 56 West in the construction zone, crossing the 201 freeway. Otherwise, it's a pretty decent drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time now, 7:06.
A 10-year-old Chicago girl is being credited with saving her mother's life. Sienna Livingston heard her mother fall while at home.
I thought she just fell, and it was normal, but then she couldn't get up, and she was mumbling, so I was getting kind of confused and scared.
She calmly called 911 and group texted her mom's family for more help. Her 50-year-old mother made a full recovery from a stroke, in part because she got quick medical attention and was able to avoid serious surgery.
Quick thinker and well-spoken for a 10-year-old. Yeah. Too. Well, the wait is over for Gustavo and Adam and the rest of the Los Angeles Dodgers fans out there. Grant Nielsen, as a matter of fact, probably sporting his Dodgers
for
gear
sure.
Today. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night to clinch the World Series. This was the big moment on AM 570 in L.A.
No balls, two strikes, two out. Urias to Adames. Call strike three! The Dodgers win! Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020.
You could be the play-by-play guy for the Dodgers, and you've waited three decades to be able to say that. Shortstop Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP after winning the same award in the National League Championship Series. By the way, future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw, I told you the other day, he leads MLB all-time records for the most strikeouts, won his first championship.
Wow. One more note to the series. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner was taken out of the game last night after a positive coronavirus test result came back. ESPN's Jeff Passan has more.
In the second inning of Game 6 of what ultimately ended up being the final baseball game in 2020, Major League Baseball got a call from the lab that runs the test for it, saying that Justin Turner had inconclusive results from yesterday's test, and the tests from today had just arrived. Once those tests were run, Turner's test came back positive. Major League Baseball called the Los Angeles Dodgers. Word came down to the dugout to get Justin Turner out of the game now. And by the eighth inning, he was pulled from the game.
Turner was seen on the field after the game with the rest of the Dodgers posing for the team picture.
Halloween going to be a little different this year because of the pandemic, but one West Jordan father came up with an appropriate way to celebrate the holiday.
KSL-TV's Morgan Wolf has an in-depth report on a Halloween-themed interactive light show.
You know, this Halloween's going to be different.
Inside this garage.
Everything is different this year.
An alternative to trick-or-treating was born.
This is where I build stuff.
How did you do it with this space?
Very carefully. In fact, this is the cleanest it's been in a while.
So. Josh Monson's wife and his five children are used to going all out for Halloween.
Very much so.
This year,
hi guys,
took some creativity. the perky pumpkins, sing and tell jokes.
Well, I guess I don't need a shower now.
I beg to differ.
Josh even hired voice actors to help bring them to life.
The physical construction took a little bit of time.
But the real magic was done here.
I'm a software developer.
That's right.
Yeah, this is what I do for fun.
This dad coded the whole program.
Here to perform for you.
Use your phone to tell us what you would like us to do.
You scan the QR code to your phone and then choose the entertainment yourself. Deadly 2020 has been pretty spooky.
Something like that.
But this dad wasn't going to let it take the fun.
Play it again.
Out of his favorite holiday.
Share some of our passion and our joy with other people.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Went so far as to actually hire voiceover actors to make it all come together.
That's amazing.
And shout out to the Perky Pumpkin. We could all use that about now. 7:09. Let's see how the roads are doing. Triple Team Traffic during the 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy.
Tim, traffic in Salt Lake County has been good on the freeway. It's the city streets that have been seeing some backups, especially 5600 West between Parkway Boulevard and the 21st South Freeway. Bangor Highway better than it was yesterday for sure, but we're starting to see some slowdowns at 6200 South, especially in that work zone as you head north. Eric?
Looks good on SR36, northbound out of Tooele City up to I-80, but you do have a crash on the southbound side right as you approach Tooele. That's at 2000 North. This is over on the right shoulder. I-15 in Utah County, no problems as you head north from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes of drive time. Heather?
Still a problem-free commute through Weber and Davis County, but we do have quite a few more cars now on the roadway, so you're going to see some thicker traffic patterns as you head south, especially in the Clearfield area, again in Kaysville, heading into Farmington and Centerville. US 89 also starting to see a few backups when the lights turn red, mostly right now around Cherry Lane, but you still have good speeds on Legacy Parkway and I-84 through the mountains. Any Hour Services, licensed electricians, plumbing, and certified HVAC technicians taking extra precautions as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cool temperatures again, but not nearly as cold as the other day. 30 degrees to start off at 7 a.m. and clear skies. At 47 in the sunshine at noon, 54 sunny at 4 p.m., backs down to 48, cool and clear at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Are we there yet? Are we are? No. Still 31 degrees downtown.
Coming up in a moment, some states have decided to send law enforcement to polling places to keep the peace around Election Day. We'll have more on that in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
She was a truth teller. That's how Margarita Santini is being remembered by those who knew her and worked with her on community projects ranging from political campaigns to COVID-19 prevention. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Margarita Santini had been working with other members of Utah's Pacific Islander community on preventing the spread of COVID-19, but last week she developed symptoms and she passed away early Tuesday morning. She was 50. West Valley City Council member Jake Vitisimanu says Santini was a powerful personality.
When she was passionate about something, whether it was social justice or health equity or civic engagement, she was a very powerful voice.
State Representative Angela Romero says Santini was always there working to be sure the voices of minorities and people of color were being heard in Utah. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
For the first time, mail-in voting is available in every county in Utah. That's led to more than 500,000 ballots already being cast in the Beehive State. Amy Winder Newton is a member of the Salt Lake County Council and a former gubernatorial candidate.
At the end of the day, you have to do your research and see the candidate side by side and then see how you feel and see who best represents your values.
For those who haven't voted yet, the state has a website to help with that research at vote.utah.gov. You can find a profile of the candidates and information about the initiatives.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, looks like it's going to be another rough day on Wall Street with futures down significantly about 15 minutes before the opening bell. We'll check futures again at 7:25 here on Utah's Morning News.
The U.S. Air Force confirms the reports of shaking felt yesterday morning along the Wasatch Front came from a sonic boom from a fighter jet during scheduled training.
And today is Free Taco Day at Taco Bell, courtesy of the stolen base Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts grabbed during Game 1 of the World Series.
K
More Granite District High Schools closing their doors because of COVID-19. The case threshold, 15. And Dave says that's too low. Keep them in school. Tune in today at 9:05 to see if you disagree with Dave, like I do. Let's debate it today on Dave and Dijanovic.
KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
could Salt Lake City schools return to in-person learning? At least one doctor thinks it would be easier with younger children. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, a deadly officer-involved shooting is under investigation in Harriman, where a man was shot and killed after officers say they were threatened after responding to a call about a protective order violation.
Third, keeping an eye on the drive, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Traffic on I-15 starting to slow just a tiny bit for southbounders near the turnoff to I-80 to go out towards the airport as you head through downtown. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up a little bit to 54, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With just 6 days to go until the presidential election, the pandemic is shaping up to be the issue those in key swing states are most concerned about. ABC's Karen Travers has more on a new poll and numbers from Wisconsin and Michigan.
A surge in coronavirus cases in the battleground state of Wisconsin has damaged President Trump's reelection campaign there, with criticism growing of his handling of the pandemic. A new poll of likely voters in Wisconsin from ABC News and the Washington Post shows Joe Biden with a 17-point lead, 57 to 40. Biden also has an advantage in the battleground state of Michigan, 51-44 in that ABC Post poll. The COVID pandemic is front and center in this campaign, with the rate of positive tests increasing in 11 of the 13 battlegrounds.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Word this morning that some states have decided to send police officers or even National Guard troops to polling places just to make sure there aren't any problems as we approach election day.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. What's this going to look like, Jim?
Well, you probably won't notice much difference at all. In fact, those police officers and National Guard members will probably look like any other voter there in the polling place because they won't be wearing uniforms or carrying guns by law and in a lot of places simply by tradition to avoid the appearance of voter intimidation. In several states, in fact, during the primaries, there were National Guard troops sent out to just keep tabs on things. They also were there to fill in for longtime poll watchers, poll workers who decided not to take part this year because of COVID-19. But again, they were in plain clothes. They were doing things like setting up tables or handing out ballots and helping people, you know, with directions on how to cast their ballots once they've been filled out. So you'll probably not notice much difference. But again, if things get violent, if there are demonstrations after the election day, then certainly they'll kind of be in place, those National Guard and police officers, and ready to react.
Boy, this is another one of those stories. If you just read the headline, it sounds pretty ominous, but they're going to be behind the scenes for the most part, helping out with cybersecurity operations. What states are we talking about here?
Well, in Wisconsin, they were deployed during the election, during the primary election. Up in Michigan, also, they were there keeping an eye on things, and also in Florida. Just to keep tabs. But again, you know, they're primarily filling in for other folks, and if they need to jump into the camos and then go out and do crowd control, that's probably what's going to happen. Here in Texas, some 1,000 National Guard troops are prepared for deployment if they're called upon. So far, the governor has not made any kind of request like that yet. But I mean, you can see that there's kind of an army of people, quite literally, I suppose, ready to go out and help to ensure that this is a smooth election, but it's a fine line. They have to avoid the appearance of voter intimidation. That's why guns generally are not allowed inside polling places, although a judge in Michigan decided that people with open carry permits could go ahead and carry guns to the polling places this time.
It's such an interesting thing, Jim, because the presence of law enforcement would make many people feel safer, but not all people.
Right, exactly. You know, there is always that that pall of you know, trying to encourage people either to vote or not to vote. There was a police officer in Miami who took part in that state's early voting, walked into the polling place in full uniform with his sidearm on and a mask, a face mask that said Trump 2020 on it. Now he's looking at some fairly serious discipline from his supervisors in the Miami Police Department.
All right, Jim, we look forward. I think all of us do look forward to this election being over. And we're now just 6 days away, but we appreciate your coverage there from Dallas. Joining us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45, Jim Ryan from ABC.
719 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic heading into downtown Salt Lake City actually looking pretty good right now. It's the southbound drive in the middle of downtown that's having some troubles. There's a crash southbound near the 1300 South exit ramp. It's actually in the Gore area between the main flow and the 1300 South exit, but it looks like they were in traffic a little bit ago. In fact, they're actually trying to push it off the freeway now, but and that's what's caused our southbound delay that goes from about the North Temple overpass down to about 13th South before it clears out. Eric?
Seeing some extra cars in Trofall on 500 West between Center Street and 800 North. So that's a little bit more congested than before, but no major delays in Utah County. Certainly the freeway looks good. Northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, your typical 24-minute traveling time. Heather?
Got a nice drive on I-84, both eastbound and westbound through the mountains of Weber Canyon. If you are southbound I-15, you're going to have great speeds from Ogden to about 600 North as you head into downtown Salt Lake City. And then Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt are looking good as well if you're heading to the airport. Want something to lift your heart and inspire you? Richard Paul Evans' new book, The Noel Letters, is now on sale. Critics say it may be his best. The Noel Letters. Get your copies today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Quick look at your 7-day forecast in order here with Grant.
Cool again, but not as cold. 54 the high. We got lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 59 and mostly sunny and a nice Friday sunshine. We're up to 62 degrees. Pleasant weather for the weekend. It'll be Halloween on Saturday. The high that day, 64. Again, lots of sunshine. Sunny up to 65 on Sunday. And more nice weather into early next week. Sunny 66 Monday, 65 in the sunshine on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 31 downtown.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 721.
It's time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview. 6 out of 8 Granite District high schools are moving to online learning. Dave Noriega is here to talk about it. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. And what's wild is every single elementary and middle school or junior high, they're fine. They're not shut down, but yeah, 6 of 8 high schools in the Granite School District shut down. So we're going to bring them onto the show. We're going to discuss, is 15, which is the number, which is the cap, if you have 15 cases over a 2-week period, you shut down the school. Is that too low? Remember, we're talking about high schools that have 1,500, 2,000 students. Is 15 still the right number? That was the number that was negotiated. We're going to find out if it's still the right number today.
I would imagine that'll be a bit of a spirited conversation, even between you and Dev this morning. We'll look forward to Damon Dujanovic, as always, 9 o'clock here on KSL.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. As the pandemic continues to evolve and we learn better methods to institute public health guidance, a new COVID-19 transmission index was launched. This index will now replace the old phase guidelines of red, orange, yellow, and green in order to streamline the response to protect communities. The risk levels will be automatic based solely on health department data per county. The Transmission Index clarifies our public health metrics used to determine which counties will automatically fall under certain transmission levels. Counties will now be placed in one of 3 transmission levels, categorized as high, moderate, or low. These new levels correspond directly to the county's case rates, positivity rates, and overall state ICU utilization. Each one of these new categories will carry different levels of restrictions for people and business. For example, counties designated as high-risk areas carry a mask requirement for public indoor settings. Casual gatherings of family or friends should be less than 10 people and physical distancing. For moderate-risk counties, masks remain required, and gatherings can increase to 25 or less. Data will be analyzed weekly, and Utahns should stay up to date on your local transmission index. We can get through this challenge as we make informed decisions and follow public health best practices. To learn more, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to 1 hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not just all the bankruptcies, unpaid bills, and delinquent taxes strung across the country.
Are Burgess Owens' ties to QAnon, his plagiarism, or his questionable payment of charitable funds to himself and family?
Just as troubling as Mr. Owens' views on the issues.
Burgess Owens wants to disband the Department of Education, costing Utah schools millions and ending all federal scholarships and loans.
Owens said he'd repeal health care for thousands of Utah families, ending guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions.
Burgess even supports nuclear weapons testing in Utah, exposing us again to radioactive fallout.
Burgess Owens isn't from Utah, doesn't understand Utah, doesn't even own a home in Utah. He's just using Utah.
Burgess Owens just can't be trusted with our kids' education, our health, or our money.
I'm Ben McAdams, a candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Ben McAdams.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Trader Joe's is recalling packages of gluten-free battered halibut. The company says the labeling failed to list milk and wheat as allergens.
KSL Drives, Fiat Chrysler, and Peugeot say they are moving closer to a full merger, and they hope to have the deal complete by March of next year. The combined companies would create the world's fourth largest automaker.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google have been summoned to testify in front of the Senate Commerce Committee. Republican senators have accused the companies of enforcing rules with an anti-conservative bias.
You know, we have those days, we have those weeks, we have those quarters where you just don't want to pay attention to your 401k. This might be one of those. Another tough day on the markets. The futures just ahead of the opening bell, down another 600 points. That's 2.2%. The S&P is off by 65, closing in on 2%, and the NASDAQ is even off by 185 this hour.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll take another look at your morning commute and find out if there are any problems ahead of you. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio. You know, this is a time when we need to impose upon you and ask you to donate blood to ARUP. ARUP has been providing, in fact, they are the sole blood provider to all of the patients at Huntsman Cancer Hospital, University Hospital, and Shriners Hospital for Children. Let me tell you how much they are in need of O positive.
Yeah.
If you have O positive blood, can you make a half hour? It takes a half hour. Can you make a half hour in your schedule to go donate blood today?
And we've talked about, it's been a headline certainly this week, about how tough a time it is at our hospitals. And so you've got not just COVID patients, but postponed treatments and traumas that, of course, are unpredictable and never seem to stop. And so they are reaching out and saying, look, now is the time for you to stop by. It only takes a short period of time, but you can save a life. And we were talking, you know, when we're out there on one of our remote broadcasts about how every one of those pints of blood actually has a name attached mm-hmm. to it, and how helpful that is for me anyway, to think about life-saving heroes out there every day. And you could be one of those heroes by making a donation.
So do you have O positive blood? Or do you know somebody with O positive blood? Can you make time today to go to ARUP and don't they need 100 life-saving heroes every single day? But with hospitals over capacity, I'm thinking they need more than 100 today.
Yeah, and it's simple to find out more information. Just go to utahblood.org. KSL News Time 729. Let's get another peek at how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Tim, they pushed a crash off the freeway southbound at 1300 South in Salt Lake City. So a little bit of a delay we were seeing going south through Salt Lake down towards 21st South is now clear. Still got a crash out on SR36 in Tooele near 2000 North as you go into Tooele City. Traffic having to squeeze around it, but it's only a minor inconvenience and not much of a delay that you need to avoid. Eric?
No problems right now. Northbound in Utah County on I-15. We've got 20 minutes of expected drive time from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's what it is. And over on Redwood Road, it's starting to get a little bit more congested after you move past 2100 North on Redwood, heading up to Camp Williams. But not the delays that we've seen when the stoplights go out. So let's hope this isn't a precursor of that. Heather?
Traffic is filling in on the city streets, especially in West Point and up in Ogden. You're also seeing the backups on US 89 around Cherry Lane and Oak Hills Drive when the lights turn red, but I-15 still in good shape as you head south from Ogden to Salt Lake. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So just how cold is it going to stay today? Back over to you, Graham.
Well, it's going to be a little warmer out there along the Wasatch Front. It's a little cool. Start again, but we got lots of sunshine. Pleasant day. We're up to 54 degrees. Tomorrow, 59 the high and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 31 degrees.
Got speeds better on I-15 through downtown after a crash moved out of the way. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been returned in Utah, now on pace to break voter turnout records this year.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with the latest Utah numbers. Mary?
Amanda, more than a half a million Utahns have sent back in their ballots, and Utah is on course to break a record for turnout this year. Over a million other registered Utah voters still need to return their ballots. Elections officials and state leaders say please get it in the mail today or take it to a drop box. They say don't wait. You don't want to be in a long line on election day. A reminder, that ballot has to be postmarked by Monday, the day before election day, or there will be early voting locations that are also open in some counties the next few days for people who need more assistance. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary. Matter of fact, early voting records being shattered all across the country. ABC's Elizabeth Schultze continues our live team coverage.
United States Election Project says more than 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than half of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. Early in-person voting accounts for around 23 million of those votes, while mail-in ballots make up the remaining roughly 47 million. The early voting numbers are especially high in critical battleground states, including Florida and North Carolina. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump is planning a robust series of rallies right up until Election Day. He was in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday.
Nebraska, we know it's looking great, okay? I mean, in theory, I didn't really have to be here, but it's nice to be with your friends, too.
Today, President Trump will stage a rally in Arizona. Democratic running mate Kamala Harris will also be in Arizona today after making multiple stops in Nevada yesterday.
Meanwhile, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the latest surge in COVID-19 cases is hurting President Trump's reelection campaign in the critical swing state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin voters now giving Joe Biden a 57-40% lead over President Trump. Mr. Biden has a slightly closer advantage, 51-44% in Michigan. President Trump won Michigan by nearly 11,000 votes 4 years ago and Wisconsin by just 22,000 out of 3 million. Polling shows the president down 20 points when it comes to handling the pandemic in Wisconsin as COVID cases surge there.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
The range fire is almost out after a long week and a half on the fire lines near Orem. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with an update. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the range fire, which broke out back on October 17th, is now 93% contained with, and they say about half an inch of rain or snow, the fire would be considered 100% contained. Now, remember, this started at the Orem Police Department gun range in the foothills of Mount Tippinogas. In fact, the range fire is the largest fire in Orem modern history. The last fire close to this size happened all the way back in 1996. Officials say there were more than 280 firefighters assigned to the range fire, and most crews were pulling 12-hour shifts. Next up on the to-do list is to test the soil and general environment of the area, since it can typically take up to 3 years for growth to come back following a fire of this size. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Normal temperatures for this time of year, right around 60 degrees. And we're going to be just a little below that this afternoon.
We'll be close to that average Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're actually warming up 60, so some pleasant weather is coming your way. The warmer weather timing out with a weekend. You got to love that, right?
Grant says we're not seeing any storms in the seven-day forecast either. At trick-or-treat time on Saturday, temperature should be around 55 degrees.
Coming up on KSL, a rough start on Wall Street.
And we'll also check your Triple Team traffic.
Crash in the cleanup stages in Tooele County near Tooele City on SR 36. Freeways moving very well this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:34.
Just 5 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC, thehousemajoritypac.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at MyHearingCenters.com.
Watching Utah's money, we're about 7 minutes now into the trading day. Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow starts the morning down about 512 points. That's 1.8%. The S&P is down by 64, closing in on 2 full percentage points, and the NASDAQ is down over 2% or 233 points. We'll take another quick look at it coming up at 7:55 here on Utah's Morning News.
Smokers who started young are more likely to die early, according to a new study.
More evidence smoking can kill. Data collected from the U.S. National Health Interview Survey shows smokers who start young are 3 times more likely to die early from heart disease or stroke. The survey looked at some 400,000 smokers and non-smokers between 1997 and 2014 and grouped them by the age they started to light up. About 5,000 died before the age of 75 from heart disease or stroke, the increased risk highest among those smoking before age 10 and still high for those who began before age 15. But those who quit by age 40 reduce their risk of premature death by 90%. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
One more health note for you this morning, and an important one. A panel of U.S. health experts wants adults to start getting colon cancer screenings at 45. That's 5 years younger than previous guidelines. The change reflects a growing concern about rising rates of colon cancer in younger people. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force released the draft recommendations yesterday. The change brings it in line with the American Cancer Society, which previously lowered the age to start screening from 50 to 45. But I can tell you, if you've got it in the family, my kids were told in their 30s to go and get a colonoscopy. So.
You can handle it. It's not the worst thing in the world. No. I remember dreading that test, dreading it.
Now, it's the prep that'll get you. It's not, it's not
and you know what? Even that, you can handle it. All right, 7:39. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, heading through the Salt Lake Valley, I-15 still looking good as you head north and south from downtown to Point of the Mountain. We got Bangor off and on, slow spots in between Taylorsville and the 201 freeway, but not a consistent delay. Just some intersections seem to be making you wait a little longer than others. And SR 36 still have the crash southbound at 2000 North in Tooele City. Eric?
And you still got a crash over at 6200 South if you're over on the 215 East Belt. This is in Holiday. This is the on-ramp, actually, to get onto the 215. And this is on the on-ramp, that this is over on the right shoulder. So it really shouldn't cause a lot of problems. I-15 in Utah County, no trouble as you head north from Provo to Lehi. Heather?
We still have a bit of delay in Roy on both 5600 south heading east and 1900 west heading north toward 56 south. And then you've got some slowdown southbound I-15 between Kaysville and Farmington. That's off and on as the brake lights show up from time to time. And you're going to see a bit of congestion as people try to merge between US 89 and I-84 over in South Weber. Want better health? It's time to get back to Health Utah. The board-certified physicians at Prime Meridian Healthcare are offering free Back to Health consultations. Visit backtohealthutah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Let's get a quick look at the weather pattern here with the help of Grant Wayman. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, the weather pattern is pretty quiet. It's showing a high pressure that's centered off the west coast, gradually moving in. As it gets closer, we will start warming up here, and especially as we head into the upcoming weekend. We're back in the middle 60s for both Saturday and for Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still below freezing, 31 downtown.
More about the COVID situation in the Granite School District with their spokesperson coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Tim and I want to talk to you about the Harvest of Hope, which is just getting started. Macy's and KSL News Radio's Harvest of Hope Drive to benefit the Utah Food Bank and childhood hunger. Let's just pause for a moment and remember that one in eight children struggles with hunger. One in nine people overall, but one in eight children. I was talking with my kids about this last night, about how we are so blessed to have enough food to eat, but one in eight children could be a kid down the street, could be a kid they know at school. But one in eight, if you look at eight children, one of them is hungry, and we can do something about it.
Yeah, and it always seems that the holiday season, we talk about the need for food for families in the Utah Food Bank. But this year in particular with COVID, obviously people being laid off or furloughed makes it especially tough. So here's how you can help. Participating right now is easy. Through December 1st, simply purchase an icon, which is like a little sticker outlining the program, or a pre-packaged bag of food. They've done this at Macy's where they have put some food in a bag. You can just buy that bag, and it will then go directly to the Utah Food Bank. And you could also, by the way, participate online. Just go to Macy's.com/online.
So when you're at any Macy's store, you just grab one of those bags. They're $5 each, and you just put it in the bin. And the bag has the essentials, you know, that families need. Or like Tim says, you buy one of those, what they call icons, that are just right there at the register. And you choose any amount to donate, any amount, dollar, whatever. Write your name on it, you know, love from maybe one of your kids. And this is how we bring hope to families here in the state of Utah.
Even though times are different, you can make a difference in our communities and provide hope to families. Join KSL News Radio and Macy's in our Harvest of Hope Drive.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, you block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that one in nine Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K, 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I have somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Jennifer.
More Granite District High Schools closing their doors because of COVID-19. The case threshold, 15. Dave says that's too low. Keep them in school. Tune in today at 9:05 to see if you disagree with Dave, like I do. Let's debate it today on Dave and Dijanovic.
Well, the talk of colonoscopies has started the colonoscopy jokes flowing on, maybe that's a bad term, coming in anyway on the text line. Better left to the text line, by the way. Thanks for joining the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, two officer-involved shootings are under investigation this morning. Harriman police say two officers were threatened by an armed man and he was shot and killed.
Second, Ogden police also say officers were threatened by a man and he was shot in the stomach. That man is in good condition and at the hospital.
Third, let's see what's happening on your drive-in, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
So far, we've got just delays on southbound I-15, a little bit in Kaysville, and getting worse on Bangor Highway, both southbound in South Jordan and northbound through West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up a little bit to a 54, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Unrest again last night in Philadelphia. Following the police-involved shooting on Monday of a black man, the National Guard had to be called in at one point. Hurricane warnings are up from Louisiana to Florida as Zeta heads for the Gulf Coast. It's currently a Category 1 storm, but could strengthen into a Category 2 before it makes landfall. ABC's Ginger Z is in Pascristian, Mississippi.
We could see along the coast, right from Pascagoula back through Biloxi, Gulfport, and here in the pass in Bay St. Louis, 6 to 9 feet of storm surge. We were talking to someone local, and they were saying 0 to 5 feet is nuisance. Anything above that starts to do damage. So they are concerned about it.
This is at least the fifth storm to come ashore in that region this hurricane season. Coronavirus cases are up in at least 40 states, including Wisconsin, where they have reported their highest numbers of infections and deaths there yet this week. A new ABC News Washington Post poll shows that is having an effect on the election, with President Trump trailing Joe Biden by 17 points among likely voters. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Six of the eight high schools in the Granite School District are in online learning right now because of COVID-19 outbreaks.
Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more. Ben, can you give us an update on where you are right now in the Granite School District?
Well, you just indicated appropriately six of eight schools. Two of those just came on yesterday. And we expect actually a few will come off in the coming days. So this is just an ongoing process that we anticipated and planned for, wherein when we had spikes within our communities, we would need to dismiss and subside the coronavirus spread.
That threshold was set at 15, and I know Dave and Debbie are going to be talking about it on their program coming up at 9 o'clock. Has there been any discussion at all at the district level about raising that or no?
Absolutely not. The health department set that establishment and low threshold for a very good reason. We believe in the science behind it. What you've aptly pointed out is that we're one of the few districts actually adhering to that guidance. And while it is a low threshold, what it actually means is when you have 15 confirmed cases, you generally have dozens of more asymptomatic individuals or low symptom individuals walking around your buildings. And hence, we are going to adhere to guidance that limits the ability to spread the disease within our schools itself.
What about your elementary and middle schools?
Doing awesome. I think you're seeing on average as a district, less than one case per school. We have over 90 schools, and I think people need to understand that when you look at the actual cases in the Granite School District, we're much lower than a lot of other districts our size. It equates to about a third of 0.1% of our entire school population, and about 1.5% of our students are on quarantine. So very low numbers overall. While it may seem like a lot of schools, it's only a handful of schools out of 90 plus schools.
I sense, and if I'm misreading this, Ben, I apologize, but I sense a little frustration on your part that other school districts are not complying with the 15 threshold.
Absolutely not. To each his own in this respect. I want to be clear that we have made it clear to our population that we're committed to following the health guidance. It is a low threshold. We anticipated dismissals. We have planned for them. And now you're seeing those come to pass in fruition. And we have no concerns with that. We're actually very pleased to see how well we're able to dismiss and seamlessly transition between in-person instruction. I want to remind our public out there, it's a privilege to go to school in the midst of a global pandemic. And so, again, we're going to do those things that we feel and the health department obviously feels are going to keep the public safe. That's what we're doing, and we're keeping that commitment.
We look forward to more of your conversation with Dave and Dujanovic coming up just after 9 o'clock. Ben, we thank you for your time. Ben Horsley, Granite School District spokesman, with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Takes us to 749 and Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy, I'm looking at I-15. Looks like things are moving pretty well in Kaysville.
Yeah, and they're looking a lot better through stretches of Salt Lake County as well. We had some southbound delays through downtown. Those are gone. Northbound, the worst it gets is a little thick as you get on at 7200 South. And over on Bangor, backups are at 6200 and 3500 South. Those are the two worst intersections you'll have to get through. Eric?
I-15 looks solid in Utah County, northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes of drive time. Over on Redwood Road, we are seeing a little bit of congestion as you approach 2100 North, and that kind of extends up towards 2700 North, where that's been kind of a problem spot lately because of malfunctioning stoplights. I'm wondering if that's going on again because it is affecting the southbound side on Redwood Road as well, approaching that intersection. Heather?
Traffic getting pretty busy throughout most of Ogden, but Harrison Boulevard and 1200 South, both very congested in both directions right now. If you hop on a freeway, you're going to be fine on I-84 and I-15. US 89 showing those backups when the lights turn red, especially through the Layton area at all of the bigger intersections. Refinance your vehicle today and you'll be entered to win 2 months' payments on Cypress Credit Union. Plus, with every auto loan, you'll get no payments for 90 days. Visit cypresscu.com today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant is back now with the 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
All right, thanks, Amanda. Things starting to warm up. I mean, I know it's a little cold this morning. This is more the typical late October cold than that 19 that we hit the other morning. Sunshine, at least we're back in the 50s today, right about 54. Tomorrow, 59 and mostly sunny, and a warming trend here just in time for the weekend. Friday, a lot of sun, low 60s, about 64 on Saturday. Halloween Day, mostly sunny skies, 65 Sunday. The trend continues here. In fact, as warm as the upper 60s with sunshine both Monday and for Tuesday.
One more chance to get the patio furniture put away.
Exactly. It's like, do you take it out? I mean, you could still kind of enjoy the patio maybe this weekend, right?
All right. Right now in Salt Lake City, 31 degrees downtown.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at myhearingcenters.com.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down, and voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on a clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. econpartners.com. And go Cougs!
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Let's take a quick look at how the markets are doing. It only took 3 days to gobble up all the gains of October. We're down 573 points right now on the Dow to 26,889. The S&P is down by 73. The NASDAQ is off by 299 points.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper, sponsored by Economics Partners.
Is it possible an undefeated BYU makes the college football playoff this year? Anything's possible in 2020, right? ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit wouldn't rule out the Cougars just yet. That playoff hunt.
We keep talking about, you know, the outside teams, who's going to be fighting to get to that four spot if the front three do win out. And I think they should have a chance to at least have their hat in the ring and in the discussion. Of all the teams that I cannot wait for 4 weeks from now that the committee is going to rank, it's BYU.
BYU has been outscoring its opponents by a score of 45-14 this season. The dominance has been impressive, and it's why Herbie likes these Cougars.
I like them. I like them a lot. I just wish they had a bigger and better test, more opportunities with their original schedule. We could really see how good they are, but this team's legit.
For more on the 6-0 BYU football team, download the KSL Sports app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Cougar Tracks brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
All right, let's get you that morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
Bob Dylan wrote this song in the 70s. It was during a religious phase in his life, and I keep thinking about it. You gotta serve somebody.
You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Everybody has to answer to someone.
Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
From the chairman of the board to the chimney sweep, from the poor folk to the president, you gotta serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
I serve Kevin. He's my boss. And he has this idea that I should do a minute of news about a novel Halloween dish to serve at dinner. He saw it on the web.
But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
You ever have those moments when you're not enthused about your job, but hey, you gotta serve somebody? I serve Kevin. So here's the dinner idea, and it's cute. You shape a meatloaf into the form of a foot that's been severed at the ankle. Then you sculpt layers of onion to create each of the toenails. Last, you press down half an onion into the severed ankle top. And as it browns, it looks like protruding bone. And need I say, ketchup finishes the dish? The dish is called Feet Loaf. I'm trying, folks. My boss thinks this is the greatest idea for a minute of news ever, and I keep trying to tell him it's visual. It doesn't work on the radio, so you might want to Google Feet Loaf and serve it for dinner tomorrow night if you got to serve somebody. I sure do.
But you're going to have to serve somebody.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
You've heard about Utah's teacher shortage and seen a pandemic affect schools. Now come discuss what we can do to improve education for everyone. Join the free seminar Thursday at envisionutah.org.
7:59. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, a little bit of slowdown on North 15 appearing right now just after 90th South in Sandy going up into Midvale. Bangor delays have thinned a bit in West Jordan, but they're still pretty thick through West Valley, 47, 35th, and 21st South. Eric?
Over on State Street in Utah County between Orem and Linden, we're starting to see a little bit more activity. This is on the northbound, southbound side, right around 2000 North. That's kind of the border between the two cities. I-15 Utah County looks good. We heard that we do not have malfunctioning stoplights over on 2700 North, Redwood Road at 2700 North, heading out of Lehigh up towards the county line, but still a little bit of slowdowns there at that intersection. Heather?
No accidents reported through Weber and Davis County. You've got good speeds on almost all the freeways. A little bit of backup on US 89 when the lights turn red. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you'll need to be aware of are...
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.